Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to Morgan's Mailbag, where I give my real-time reactions to your comments and questions about our uncensored content. As always, I've not chosen what I'm about to read and would almost certainly not read out some of what I'm about to read out. But based on the quality of previous correspondence, I'm quietly confident it will, in the main, be witty, wise, intellectually stimulating, perhaps even funny. But we'll see. OK, let's get started. We start with what has undoubtedly been the number one talking point of the last week, my viral interview with the so-called performance artist, the self-styled crackhead Barney, the woman who harassed Alec Baldwin in a coffee shop in New York to bring attention to the Free Palestine movement.
I'm so sorry. Free Palestine, Alec, just one time, and I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone, I swear. Just say Free Palestine one time.
A crackhead's appearance on this show went exactly as I feared.
No, you weren't. My hand is broken. My neck is broken.
No, it's
not. My legs. Look at my legs. Don't do this to me, Pierce. It's too early in the morning, Pierce.
Well, there are literally tens of thousands of comments about this segment, one of our biggest reactions ever. And it must be said, a significant proportion went something along these lines. What the hell is Piers Morgan thinking, putting this woman on the show? Why would you put someone like this on your show, Piers? Why did Morgan do this? All right, let me explain. This woman was already going viral in America for harassing Alec Baldwin in a coffee shop in New York. And not only calling him a killer, which obviously he was involved in the death of a woman on the set of a movie, but he's yet to face a criminal trial for this. And I always believe people should face a trial before you actually call them a murderer. But secondly, she demanded he say Free Palestine, and then began demanding he abuse Israel. So this went viral around America and indeed around the world. And we got what was a very competitive booking, the first interview with this woman, crackhead Barney, to try and explain or defend herself about what she had done, because I have no truck with Alec Baldwin. I think he's an incredibly disagreeable guy who, throughout the whole process, since he did shoot that woman, has turned the whole thing into some weird, ghastly publicity tool. So I don't defend him ever for anything. In fact, all I do is criticise him. But here I actually felt some sympathy for him. You know, why should a public figure like him, when they're just buying a coffee in their own personal time, be abused and harassed in this ugly manner? So I was curious, what was this person like who'd done the harassing? Did she have a legitimate explanation or defence of what she did? And it was clear from the very first second she appeared on screen, with the ridiculous get-up that she had, that this was not going to be a serious interview. It was going to be a piece of, she would say, performative art. I would see, a performative waste of time and an absurdity. And that's what it was. But I did try and keep my calm, and I did repeatedly try and bring this performative artist back to the real world to say, why did you do what you do, and how do you defend it? And when I realised she was just simply not going to answer and was simply doing this interview to get likes and attention or whatever, then we finished it after about 7 minutes. It wasn't that long, actually, relative to some of the big interviews we do. And it got a lot of attention around the world, that interview. And I feel actually it was worth doing for this reason. It was illuminating that the whole Israel-Hamas war has been hijacked by people around the world for purely narcissistic reasons. Purely me, 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 attention grabbing. They don't really care about what's going on in Gaza. They don't really care about the plight of the Palestinians or indeed what happened to Israelis on October the 7th. They just care about themselves. And crackhead Barney perfectly epitomises that kind of nonsense. So, yeah, we got her on. I make no apology for it, but she revealed herself to be the ridiculous creature that she clearly is.
Okay. I wore my diaper today for you, Pierce. Do you like it?
Do you want to sit down?
Do you see the damage that Alec did to me? Do you see the damage?
This is one of the most pathetic things I've ever had to endure.
Pierce Morgan is beating me up on international TV!
Well, my interview with Crackhead and the subsequent debate has been watched millions of times across YouTube now, with many streamers reacting to it on their own channels. You're welcome, by the way. So in the interest of closing the loop, providing some definite closure for me, the Uncensored team thought I should react to other people's reactions to my original reaction to Crackhead Barney's reaction to me. If you can follow that, this is how it works.
Hey, Pierce! I've been waiting for you, Pierce fucking Morgan!
Oh, my God.
Not particularly, no. Well,
no. Oh, Jesus. Yo. This can't be what the world is coming to.
I told, that's what I'm saying.
Hit the pause button.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I really like this to meet the queen.
Cannot
Yo.
Be what the world is coming to.
My pastor said, I'd be surprised if we got 50 more years on this earth. We're at the bottom.
Absolutely.
We're at the bottom.
This is below the bottom.
Babe.
I cannot.
I'm a white woman. I identify as a white woman.
Sorry. What? I'm a white woman. I identify as a white woman. So I assume she's doing a white face here, which is kind of interesting to me. I don't know how seriously she takes the identity, by the way, but, you know, if a white guy or white woman did blackface for a joke, there's no way that's going to be accepted. There's no way she's getting interviewed. So it's kind of funny how that one works, isn't it?
Pierce Morgan is beating me up on international TV!
I have to give credit where credit is due. When I see people that have the courage and boldness to make themselves look insane in order to get things accomplished, I don't know if she have an agenda. I don't know if she's selling a book. I don't know if she got a course or a social media following. But it is, I have to say, I have to take my hat off a little bit for somebody to have enough courage to put their whole body on there and look like a complete fool.
For that alone, Crackhead Barney deserves credit. I agree. Well, hot on the heels of my one-on-one with Crackhead, Hassan Piker and Emily Austin locked horns on the student protests sweeping American colleges.
Do you not understand the English language?
Dissolve the apartheid regime. You need a Xanax, first of all. You need a Xanax.
At Wrestle Germany, analyzed the debate like this. I think anything works when you actually hold an open platform to allow people of opposing opinions, political stances to duke it out. Most shows are afraid to do it, but Piers is the correct kind of toxic person who feeds off that. So it works sometimes. I'm not trying to be toxic. I actually don't particularly like it when they all start screaming abuse at each other. It might be entertaining on a low level, but it's not very informative. I like debates to be passionate, to be angry if they like, but to also be respectful of the other person when they're talking and to actually try and be constructive. And I'm afraid that debate in particular descended into a ridiculous war of words and mutual abuse screaming. I think it's when they screamed at each other, you're a terrorist, no, you're a terrorist. I realised I'd lost not just them, because they were just ignoring me, I'd lost the audience. And that's not a good debate. Well, at John McCauley was less kind than his assessment. He said, I'd like the last 40 minutes of my life back, please. There's a lot of support for Hassan Piker, who didn't hold back in his assessment of the rest of the panel.
I don't know who the you are, and you're over here chirping all the way from London about Palestine and doing a both sides are fine type bullshit. Where you're talking about how you want to fucking free Palestine, but also simultaneously, you know, both sides got a lot going on. Shut the up. You don't know anything, okay?
At NoCash478 said, I'd like to hear more from the handsome young Turkish chap on the far left. Very informative, alluring. Many others leapt to James Barr's defence, an unusual experience, and cited this montage poking fun at Hassan's outburst.
I don't know who the f*** you are, and you're over here chirping all the way from f*** London about Palestine.
Stepping time.
Palestine.
Stepping time.
Palestine.
Stepping time. Stepping time. Come on, mighty.
Palestine.
Stepping time. Stepping time. Stepping time. Stepping time. Never need a reason. Never need a reason.
Afghanistan.
Get your knees up.
Get your knees up, stepping on. Get your knees up, stepping on. Let me reason, let me rhyme. Get your knees up.
Palestine.
Stepping on, stepping on, stepping on, stepping on. Never need a reason, never need a rhyme. I'm stepping on.
Palestine.
Get your knees up.
Get your knees up, stepping on. Get your knees up, stepping on. Never need a reason, never need a rhyme. Get your knees up.
Palestine.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Well, we'll leave the final word on all this to at user-1S5. Mr. Morgan, you have incredible patience. That is actually one of my virtues. And my God, I need it on this show sometimes. We'll be inviting Professor John Mearsheimer back to Uncensored, not least because I knew I'd have a civilised, respectful debate, and it was a fascinating one, as we talked about the potential threat of a nuclear Iran.
First of all, it was the Israelis who started this. Israel made a major mistake that increases the likelihood that Iran will get nuclear weapons. Nuclear weapons are basically a force for peace.
NATO couldn't let a European sovereign democratic country come under nuclear attack and not respond, surely?
Yes, it could. And no American president, in my opinion, is willing to sacrifice New York or Chicago or Los Angeles for Ukraine.
Sorry, but Professor,
understand.
Let me clarify.
Just what we're talking about here. We're talking about nuclear war.
Is it ever justified morally to deploy nuclear weapons?
If you use nuclear weapons to effectively murder huge numbers of civilians, you're committing a war crime.
At W1ZY didn't hold back in their praise. The most outstanding conversation on television in the 21st century. I mean, that might be slightly a stretch, but it was a really interesting conversation and debate. And what I liked about it is that although I disagree with a lot of what John Mearsheimer is saying, he clearly knows his stuff, he's done his research, and he's reached conclusions, which may differ to mine. Doesn't mean that he's right or wrong, or I'm right or wrong. But what it does mean is that viewers can hear both sides of a debate and they can work it out for themselves. Well, as is often the case, for some reason, many viewers saw the conversation as a contest. At Yasser Ricaldi 6522 had little doubts about the winner. Remember, it's not just Piers talking, there's a whole team behind the scenes. Professor Mearsheimer has intellectually defeated the team behind Piers Morgan. It's always gratifying to see intellectual honesty win the day. Well, look, just to be clear, I defeat my team intellectually all day, every day. It's not an unusual occurrence for them, so they won't even have noticed. But look, did John Mearsheimer beat me? Like I say, it was a debate. I don't think anyone won or lost. You can make rational arguments on both sides as we did, and some people will agree with me and some with him. It's not actually a UFC fight. Well, at Abmajuku 8093 chose to interpret my arguments like this. Piers is British, but he wants American military bases all over the world. No, I don't. That's not what I said. I said it would have been sensible, with hindsight and probably with foresight, to have kept a small American military presence with other allied forces in Afghanistan. Because without that, the whole thing collapsed the moment that we left overnight in that ridiculous decision by President Biden. And the result of that catastrophic failure of leadership was that the Taliban swept in and took charge all over again and have sent women back thousands of years back to the Dark Ages with their barbaric treatment of women. And if that's a victory for freedom and democracy or the world, then I've got a little lesson for you. It ain't. Well, finally, at GMAC Gorgadoli 2, apparently there's a 1, got a tiny bit carried away with this analysis. The professor said, "You're welcome, Piers," but didn't go as far as to say, "Thanks for having me." I thought that was significant. I think you're slightly overreading this. Honestly, they don't have to thank me for the experience. The one thing I'm sure about is that John Mearsheimer will be back, because both of the interviews I've done with him have been two of our highest rated interviews that we've ever had on the show. People like to hear what he has to say, and they like me debating him. And finally, here on Uncensored, I'm used to having what I say commented on and criticised, but some people also choose to pass judgment on how I look. This week, the influential media fashionista Derek Guy decided to, well, rip me a new one. He started off by setting out his stall. "I thought I'd do a thread," he says, about X, comparing his, my style to menswear icon Kermit the Frog. Well, personally, I've always loved Kermit, a very confident, funny performer who gets all the best pigs. Well, first, Derek analysed the differences in how Kermit and myself dress for work. Let's start with the basics. The core of any outfit is fit and silhouette. Piers' suit jackets often have lapels that buckle away from his chest and a collar that floats from his neck that suggests his jackets may be too small. There are such issues for Kermit the Frog. His clothes hang beautifully and smoothly while still giving a distinctive, flattering silhouette. Yeah, I mean, you've got a point. This one is a bit tight, but it's been a... I had a long couple of weeks in LA. I'll be eating and drinking too much. Next, Derek moved on to my casual look as compared to the legendary Muppet. "Compare his two outfits," he wrote. "Piers' black polo with checked knee-length shorts and bad sneakers says nothing. But Kermit's cargo shorts with a lower shirt, fishing bag and straw hat says I'm a mid-century sportsman on vacation." Yeah, I don't really agree with this, you see. This is where you lost me. I'm actually a bit of a fashion icon, globally, in fact. And I think what you'll find, Derek, is that for all your pontificating... And by the way, when you do the possessive Piers's, you didn't get that right. You did P-I-E-R apostrophe S. That's grammatically a failure. And I know how particular you are about details. But no, I'm a fashion icon. And the fact that you've now put my fashion onto the global map with your thread, which I just checked has had 4 million views so far and rising fast, is a matter of great personal pride. And frankly, if you want to compare me to Kermit, who is one of the most iconic figures in entertainment history, fine. That makes two of us. Well, finally, Derek addressed how Kermit and myself contrast when it comes to how we dress when we're out in the town, mingling with the stars. Kermit knows that dinner suits, a.k.a. tuxedos, should be worn with black bow ties made from the same material as the jacket's facings, not, like Piers, long black ties, which should be reserved for business meetings, court appearances and funerals. I don't agree. And so this is where you reveal your age or just the fact that you're old-fashioned. Because nobody wears bow ties anymore, not even Tucker Carlson. I am a straight tie tuxedo guy, because that's where the real action is, where the future is. It's where fashion's going. And you, Derek, my old son, whose grammar needs pulling up, are just not with the times. Well, that's it for this edition of Morgan's Mailbag. Remember, you can watch all of my past interviews, debates and monologues on the Uncensored YouTube channel. We've now reached nearly 2.6 million subscribers, making us the fastest growing YouTube channel in the world. So like and subscribe to become part of our growing community. Until next time, remember, keep it uncensored.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, A better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.